Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. Today we follow the order of Matins found on page 219 in Lutheran Service Book. The hymn is number 539, Christ is the World's Redeemer. The text is John chapter 15, verses 26 through chapter 16, verse 4. The Reverend Robert Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. John, the 15th and 16th chapters. Jesus said, "When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you." O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
In
the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "I have said these things to you to keep you from falling away." Another way to say it might be, "I have said these things to you to keep you from being scandalized." And that is the problem, isn't it? Even for us. The words of Jesus cause people to take offense, to stumble, and to fall away from the faith. Those outside the church despise the word and mock it. The law of God offends them because it shows them their sin. It accuses them, and they stumble over it like over a large stone. But Jesus isn't talking to the world here. He's talking to his church. And it's true that many in the church are very offended at the words of Jesus. They are offended when they are told that their behavior and personal beliefs, which are lauded and encouraged in the world, are declared to be sin in the Scriptures. "But God created me this way," they answer back. "It makes me happy. It lets me live the way I want so I can do what I please. Everyone else does this." Well, no, it's not okay. It is sin that has bent you away from the things that God desires. And people may answer, "Jesus never said it was wrong." Well, he did, without listing every possible deviation from his law. And he also said that sin should be resisted and turned away from. But it is true that many walk away from the truth and wander to where they can have their ears itched. And it infects entire families. Parents will gloss over their children's sin, remaining silent when they should speak, or else they excuse it so they don't have further divisions in their families. Children will do the same for their parents and for their friends. They have the same fears. Our flesh wants to be liked. It's fearful of declaring the word of the Lord. It wants to shy away from it. We all struggle with it. There's no one immune to it. We've all felt the clutch in our stomachs and our hearts and our throats. Jesus' words are hard. They're difficult to take in. They're difficult to believe and follow. He is the narrow way. And we are often embarrassed by what he says, by what our pastors preach from our pulpits, because it goes against everything else that we see and hear in the world. It is glaringly different, and it sets up a tremendous conflict between the Lord and the culture. But Jesus is quite clear in his gospel. You will be despised, hated by the world, and that's difficult to take. When you confess his holy name and his truth in the world, you will be hounded. You will be thrown out of public places. You will perhaps, the day will come, as it did to our Russian brethren, to be killed. But Jesus told us this so that we would not be surprised if it happens. Sad to say, we are surprised by it, aren't we? We thought we could be friends with the world, to watch its films, to listen to its music, to take in its arts. We aren't offended or scandalized by much of anything in the world anymore. And that we are shocked then when the world is offended at the word of Jesus. Do we think that we could really coexist with the world and be in peace with it? Our efforts to do so are to our shame. Truth is, we have been ashamed of our Lord and His Word at times, especially when family or friends disagree or mock it. And there's only one word for that, and that is repent. The Lord Jesus came down from heaven, was born of the Blessed Virgin Mary, lived a pure and holy life, and was crucified for it. The cross is a scandalous thing. It offends the world, for only the cursed are to be hung up and die in such a way. And this one, pierced through, mocked, scorned, and spit upon, is the Savior of the world, and that is repulsive to many. The good news is that Jesus is not offended by sinners. Their scandalous behavior and words never drive him away. He is not repulsed by those who are bent to their own will and who deride him and his church. He came to serve them and to give his life as a ransom for the many. He is the shepherd who seeks after the lost and the wandering, the stubborn and the desperate, the hateful and those who live a rough life. And he loves them with an everlasting love. He desires that they be saved. He sees sinners clothed as the fields white unto harvest. And he allows himself to be lifted up to draw us all to himself, because Jesus, even to the cross, refuses to give up on sinners. He does not abandon us to our culture, to our depravity, or to lives lived in a profane way, but he always comes running. The water and the blood which poured from his side wash the world and redeem it. He forgives, restores, and makes everything new. His resurrection from the dead, that tremendous shattering of the grave, which none of us have seen with our eyes yet, and his ascension to the Father's right hand to continuously intercede for us are good, right, and salutary for us. They are for our salvation. They are nothing to shy away from. They are nothing to hang the head at. The word of Jesus, our brother and our Lord, give us hope and life. And he sends the Spirit to brace our spirits that we might withstand the taunts and derisions of the world, even to the point of death. We have the holiness and righteousness of Jesus, and that is enough. Scandalous, offensive, his words, his cross cause many to fall away. But he told you these things so that you would not fall away. He said these things that you may hear him and believe on him for your salvation. And we say, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Resist the urge to ignore or go along with sin in your families. It's a real thing. It's difficult. Teach your children to resist their friends and their peers who indulge themselves and tempt them to go down the wide road. Love them, of course, but don't be silent or encourage them when they go astray. Don't be scandalized by Jesus' word or his life or his cross. Be scandalized by the sin and activities that are rebellions against him, and stand fast. Be of good cheer. Don't be afraid. The Helper, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, will help you confess before all those who are offended by Jesus. And as we await his blessed second coming, remember what he promised you. Blessed is the one who is not offended by me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the congregations of the North Wisconsin District and their pastors, together with all schools, teachers, and church workers. We also pray for missionaries the Reverend James and Deaconess Crystal Neuendorf, who serve the Lord in Puerto Rico. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.